بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our fourth and final session reading from the wasiyah of Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz rahimahullah للطلاب الجامعة الإسلامية. The advice of Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah to the students of the Islamic University at Medina. There's one point remaining from the Asbab al-Mu'ina ala tahsil lil-ilm that the Imam mentioned. That's what we're going to cover tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And because it's a lengthy point, or the what has been mentioned in terms of the that particular point in the commentary of the Shaykh Abdul Razak, we want to get right into it, but just take a couple of moments to review the important points of what we covered in the past. So from the most important things that we covered in the past is what the Imam began this advice with, six points. One, Ahmed. Taqwallah, yani to observe taqwa Allah bi jamil ahwal, in all situations and circumstances. Second point. Naam? Strive, yani, five. Strive to learn, benefit, yani al-hirs al-talb al-ilm. And the person be diligent in seeking knowledge. Third point. Somebody else. Ahmed. Okay, Ahmed, fadl.
Gives care and attention to the curriculum.
Five. Al-inaya. Giving care and careful attention to the curriculum that is given to the student to study. Fourth point. Ali. Yes. Al-mudhakara. Yani that the students amongst themselves help each other, especially with those things that are unclear. Number five. Naam, Yusuf in the back. To listen attentively to the teachers. And the last point that he mentioned? your name?
Abdullah.
well-mannered questions. You need to ask questions, good questions, in the proper manner and with respect and adab. Naam. These are any things that are of any great importance, that a person take this to heart. And if you were to memorize just in one or two words each of those points, then it would serve you, yani, for as long as you're seeking knowledge. After that, he mentioned five matters that he said these are things that will help a student in the acquisition of knowledge. Does anybody know all five of them? All five of them. Five, two of them. Two of them, follow. Correcting one's intention. Islah al-niyya. Now, number two. Hifdh al-waqt. That a person preserve, guard, protect, yani give care to, not wasting their time. Yusuf. Naam, applying what one has learned. Al-amal, yani acting upon your knowledge. Fourth point. Abdul Wali. Naam. To stay upon, to be steadfast upon, yani al-istiqama ala taqwa. Al-istiqama ala taqwa. And the fifth point, Ali? Okay, somebody mentioned preserving your time. Last point, naam. Al-hadr min al-ma'asi. That a person, yani, be careful and take every precaution to guard against acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, one more time. Five. All five of them. One person. All five of them. Zakaria, we didn't hear from you. Islah al-niyya. Hifdh al-waqt. Al-alam bima alim. Al-istiqama ala taqwa. Al-hadar min al-ma'asi. Ahsant, mashallah. Ahsant. That a person observe taqwa in every situation and circumstance. Yani, this is what he began with, and this is the most important thing. And the second thing is that a person be careful not to waste their time, and he protect and preserve your time. And the third thing is the purpose of seeking knowledge is to act upon it, that a person act upon it. And the fourth thing he said, what? Al-istiqama, that a person be steadfast, consistent, always striving to observe taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last point, which we're going to cover tonight, is that a person guard against committing acts of disobedience, committing sins. As I mentioned, and this point is the longest of the points. We're going to try to go right into it. And I'm going to try to restrain myself from making any commentary unless I feel it's like absolutely necessary so that we can get through this and finish tonight. And I'm going to mention here, in case I forget to mention later, that we're not going to begin a new book next week, but rather we're going to continue with this discussion concerning the importance of seeking knowledge and the manners of seeking knowledge, and specifically the importance of acting upon what you learn for a few more sessions, and then we're going to start a new book, Bi'idhni Allahi Ta'ala. Tayyib. If anybody needs a copy of the Arabic text of the advice, we do have a couple of copies here. It's just two pages on the front and back. Anybody need a copy? Yeah, pass it back that way, and somebody pass one this way, over here. Tayyib. So pardon me for not checking the pages, but in any case, we're beginning with the fifth point. The fifth point. In the fifth point, the Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhumullah, he says that Al-Amru al-Khamisu mimma dhakrahu rahimahullah ta'ala fil-asbab al-mu'ina ala at-tahseel lil-ilm. Yani the fifth matter, the fifth affair, from what the Imam rahimahullah mentioned concerning the means, al-asbab al-mu'ina, the means, the things that will help a person to acquire knowledge. Al-hadaru min al-ma'asi. The fifth matter is that a person take precautions, that a person is careful, that they beware of committing acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ الْأَثَرُ الْخَطِيرُ لِلْمَعَاسِي عَلَى الْعَاسِي فِي حِرْمَانٍ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Yani, so the Imam rahimahullah, he mentions the dangerous effect of sins upon the person who commits sins in terms of it depriving that person of achieving knowledge. Yani, the effect of sins on the person who commits sins in terms of it being something that will prevent him, that would provide, will deprive him of knowledge. حيث يقول إن دليل ذلك النص والواقع. And the evidence of this, that the effect of sins on the person who commits the sins is that it will prevent them, it will deprive them of knowledge. The evidence of this is النص والواقع. Yani, it is the nas, yani textual evidences in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And also the waqiyah, yani the reality of what we see in life. Yani, what people have experienced themselves or seen in others. There's evidence in the text of the Quran and Sunnah, and there's also evidence in what we see in real life. Amma dalalatul nas ala dhalika. So as far as the evidence or the indication from the textual evidences concerning this matter of sin being a cause of a person being deprived of knowledge, he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ, that Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, he says in Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 30th Ayat, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's no musibah, calamity, affliction that has afflicted you, that has befallen you, except that it is because of what your own hands have earned. Yani, your actions, what you have done. Yani, the calamity that has befallen you is because of what you have earned by your own actions. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons and overlooks a lot. Meaning that the calamities that befell you is because of the sins that you committed. Even though Allah pardoned a lot of the sins, but some of them He didn't pardon, and as a result of that, these afflictions befell you. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ. Yani, absolutely, there is no thing that afflicted you. مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ. There is no affliction that afflicted you, except that it is by what your own hands have earned, even though Allah has pardoned much of those sins. يقول رحمه الله في تقريره الاستدلال بهذه الآية. So he said the Imam رحمه الله has mentioned in affirming or in establishing the use of this ayat as a proof. يعني in affirming the use of this ayat as a proof that one's sins cause them to be deprived of knowledge, he says, ولا ريبة. يعني إمام عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله says ولا ريبة أن حرمان العلم النافع من أعظم المصائب. يعني the ayah says there's no مصيبة, no calamity befall you except by what your own has earned. So the Imam, he says, and there's no doubt that the deprivation of beneficial knowledge is one of the greatest calamities that befall a person. Every calamity that befall you is by what your own hands have earned. And from the worst and the most terrible of all calamities is that a person is deprived of knowledge, of beneficial knowledge. That's from the worst of the calamities that befall anyone. Sheikh Abdul Razak, he says, in response to that statement of the Imam, he says, من أعظم المصائب التي يصاب بها العبد أن يكون محروم من العلم النافع. From the worst of the calamities which a person can be afflicted with is that they are mahroom. Yani they are prevented from beneficial knowledge. He goes on to say, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ يُدْرِكُهُ كُلُّ الْإِنسَانِ. This is something, this is an affair, this is a matter that every human being comprehends. Everybody sees this. Everybody knows this. That is, that ignorance, الْجَهَلْ مُصِيبَةٌ جِدًّا. That ignorance is a musibah, it's a calamity. Every human being يُدْرُكُ ذَلِكَ, يعني comprehends this. وَمِنَ الدَّلَائِلَ عَلَىٰ إِدْرَاكَ النَّاسِ لِهَذِ الْأَمْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَرْضَى أَحَدٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ يُقَالَ عَنْهُ إِنَّهُ جَاهِلٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ أَجْهَلِ الْجُهَلَاءِ. And the proof, or from the evidences or proofs that every human being comprehends this, is that there's no person from amongst the people who would be pleased that it is said about him that he is ignorant. And nobody is pleased that it said he's ignorant. Even if he is the most ignorant of the ignorant people. And of all ignorant people, he's the most ignorant. And he is not going to be happy that somebody says he is ignorant. والجهل مصيبة ولا يحب إنسان أن يكون موصوفا بذلك. Indeed, ignorance is a calamity. And no human being likes that he be described with ignorance. Nobody likes this. Indeed, yani he says, ignorance is one of the worst, one of the greatest of the calamities. وَالْمَعَاسِي سَبَبٌ لِهِرْمَانِ الْمَرْءِ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَبَقَائِهِ عَلَى الْجَهْلِ. And committing sins is a cause, is a reason, a sabab, for a person being deprived of knowledge and remaining upon ignorance. And he committing sins is a cause for a person to be deprived of knowledge and therefore remaining upon ignorance. The topic of this yani discussion tonight is the danger of committing sins in reference to the student of knowledge, specifically. And it's dangerous in many ways, but especially for the person who's seeking knowledge. And it will prevent a person from acquiring knowledge, from attaining knowledge. And it will cause a person to remain upon ignorance. Then he also mentions, he says that the evidence of this are both an-nas and al-waqiyah. So also from the nas, the textual evidences that sins cause a person to be deprived of knowledge is that which it came in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن العبد لا يحرم الرزق بالذنب يصيبه. That indeed an abd, a person, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any person, yani will be deprived of risk, sustenance, due to a sin that that person commits. A person will be deprived of risk due to committing sin. ويتناول عموم يحرم الرزق العلم أن يرزق العلم يعني included in the general meaning of the statement a person will be deprived of risk included in that is knowledge because knowledge is a form of risk يعني that a person يعني is deprived of being given knowledge. Then he says, after mentioning these evidences from the text, he says, يعني شيخ عبد الرزاق says, ثم ذكر هذه الفائدة في جلوس الشافعي إلى مالك رحمهم الله. He mentions here this benefit from the incident or the narration or the report of al-Imam al-Shafi'i رحمه الله as a young man sitting with al-Imam Malik رحمه الله. ورأى مالك رحمه الله النباهة والخلق والأدب والضياء وتوسم في هذا الشاب خيرا. يعني إمام مالك in his interaction with Imam Shafi, and he wasn't Imam Shafi then, رحمه الله, in his interaction with this young man, he saw in him intelligence and good, يعني خلق, good character and good manners and a light. And as a result of that, he anticipated. يعني he saw good in this young man. فقال له, so Imam Malik said to الشافعي رحمهم الله, إني أرى الله قد ألقى عليك من نوره فلا تطفعه بالمعاصي. That indeed, I see that Allah has cast upon you from His light, some of His light. So therefore, do not put it out by committing sins. Yani he said, I see the light of Allah upon you. Allah has given you from His light. Don't put it out by the commission of sins. The Shaykh says, Shaykh Abdul Razak, فَالْمَعَاسِي تُطْفِئُ نُورَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْعِلْمُ نُورَ وَالْمَعَاسِيَةُ تُطْفِئُ هَذَا النُورَ. Yani the sins extinguish, put out the light of knowledge. And knowledge is light. And knowledge is light. So sins extinguish this light. And from the waqi', from the things that are experienced in real life, is the meaning, وفي هذا المعنى, or in this يعني same point here, قال الشافعي, Imam الشافعي رحمه الله mentions himself, his own experience. شكوت إلى وقيع سوى حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وقال لي اعلم بأن العلم نور ونور الله لا يؤتاه عاصي. He said, I complained to Waqi', one of his teachers, one of the great scholars of the people of Sunnah, rahimahullah. I complained to him about my bad memory. Naam. So he guided me, he directed me to abandon, to give up sinning. And he said to me, know that knowledge is light, and the light of Allah will not be achieved by or given to the one who commits sins. Yani, as Imam Malik said, yani to as Imam Malik said to Shafi rahimahullah, that I see that Allah has cast upon you some of His light, so don't put it out by sins. And Waqi', he also said that which is similar, that knowledge is light, and this light of Allah, yani, will not be given or acquired by the sinner. Yani, knowledge is light, and sins prevent a person from acquiring knowledge, and sins will put out the light of knowledge. Then the Shaykh mentions, and for the sake of time, I'm going to try to go through quickly what he says here concerning what we see today and what he sees today. He says, وَإِذَا نَظَرْتَ الْآنِ إِلَى شَكْوَ كَثِيرٌ مِّن طُلَّابُ الْعِلْمِ. If you were to look at, and you think over, consider right now, the complaints of many of the students of knowledge, One of them, he says, ما أحسن فهم المسائل ولا أحسن ضبطها. يعني, I am not able to understand the issues well. A person is having difficulty understanding some masail, issues of knowledge. And they say, I'm not really able to understand it well. And saying that I'm not able to really grasp fully, yani to master precisely the issues of knowledge. And if I wanted to memorize, ما أقدر أن أحفظ. And if I wanted to memorize, I'm not able to do it. Person's having difficulty memorizing. And he says, on and on and on, yani things like this, similar to this, the complaints of the students of knowledge today. وَلَوْ فَتَّشْ وَلَوْ فَتَّشَ فِي نَفْسِهِ لَوَجَدَ أَنَّ السَّبَبْ مِنْهُ وَأُوْتِيَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ. And if a person was to examine himself, if these students were to examine themselves, yani each one would find that the cause of his difficulty in understanding the issues, the cause of him not being able to grasp the knowledge, to memorize, it's from his own self. It's a result of one's sins. Especially in this time that we are living in which there's these ajhiza, any of these instruments, like telephones and iPads and things like this, that have caused a great harm to the young people and to the students of knowledge, have caused a great harm. وَأَصْبَحَتْ هَذِهِ الْأَجْحِزَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَجْلِسْ وَحْدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ or فِي اللَّيْلِ بَدَلًا أَنْ يَكُونَ كَمَا كَانَ الْأَوَّلُونَ يَخْلُو بِالْعِلْمِ وَمَسَائِلِهِ وَتَفَقُّ وَالْبَصِيرَةِ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. He said that now it became such that these instruments are in the hands of the youth and the old people, and the students of knowledge, and people who are not students of knowledge. Everybody has one of these instruments. And they're constantly in our hands, or in the pocket, with the earphone, with the earplug in the ear. And meaning that this is something that a person is constantly engaged with all the time. These telephones. I remember one of the sheikhs said that an elderly person in a Muslim country, I think it was Saudiya, but it doesn't matter, in a Muslim country, she told her children and grandchildren, when you come to visit me, you got to check in your telephone. You can't bring a telephone in my house. Why? Because the people are so engaged with their telephone that what's the point? Why visit me if you're occupied with your telephone? And this is a problem, that a person is so engaged with the telephone. They did some studies and they said some college students, if they remove their telephone from them during an exam, they can't think. The further away they remove it, the less they can think. And if it gets near, then they can focus a little bit, knowing that it's near. Subhanallah. The imam tells people every single day when the phones go off during the prayer, cut off your phone. Messages, ringtones, I don't know, signals, whatever, about 5 different things. Leave it in your car, but that can't be done. And if the person has to, even if you turn it off, you got to have it in your pocket so you know that it's near. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. Wallahi, these telephones are dangerous. Or these instruments, I should say. They have caused a great harm, as the Sheikh said. They're in the hands of the people, they're in their possession, and they sit alone at night with these instruments. Unlike the earlier people used to do, they used to sit alone in the night with the knowledge and examining the issues of knowledge and understanding the deen and seeking insight into the deen of Allah. But not today. فَإِذَا هُوَ وَاقِعٌ فِي مَوَاقِعَ الْفَسَادِ. But because the person, giving themselves over to these instruments, especially when they are alone, he said, so a person finds that, they have fallen victim to these sites, websites of corruption, والمناظر الخبيثة والصور المحرمة. And these sights that are filthy, and these pictures that are haram. ثم إذا أصبح قال ما أفهم. Then he gets up in the morning and he says, I can't understand. Person, the student, he comes out in the morning and he hears knowledge being conveyed and issues being discussed. And he says, Wallahi ma afham, I can't understand. And if it is said to him, memorize, he said, Wallahi, I'm not able to memorize. And if it says, yani, master this knowledge, yani, grasp it fully, understand it properly, he said, I'm not able to do so. Why? لِأَنَّ قَلْبَهُ مُشَوَّشٌ بِهَذِي الْأُمُورِ مُلَوَّثٌ بِهَذِي الْأَشْيَاءِ أَمْرَضَتْ قَلْبَهُ. Yani, this is because the heart has become distracted by these affairs. And it's not able to focus. And it has been polluted and corrupted by these things. And the heart became sick. وَالْعِلْمْ يَحْتَاجْ إلى قلب صافي نقي حتى يستقر فيه. And the heart needs, or knowledge needs, a heart that is pure and that is clean so that it can yani rest and be established in that heart. However, when a person opens up or makes accessible to his sight and to his hearing, yani everything, unbridled, without any control. And he hears all of these things, and he looks at all of these things. ثُمَّ تَلِجُ هَذِهِ الْأَمْرَادِ وَهَذِهِ الْأَسْقَامِ إِلَى قَلْبِهِ. Then these sicknesses and these diseases enter his heart. And it becomes, yani, that these things that he is looking at, and these things that he is listening to, هذه تكون مزاحمة للعلم ولا ربما يبقى للعلم في قلب مثل هذا القلب مكانا. And perhaps, yani, because of the competition for the space in a person's heart, competition between knowledge being there, or these things that corrupt the heart, maybe that type of heart won't have any place for knowledge. And that's why a person can't memorize and can't comprehend and can't grasp the issues. فالعلم يحتاج إلى قلب صافي. Knowledge requires a heart that is pure. يحرص طالب العلم على أن يصفي قلبه وأن ينقيه. يعني the student of knowledge needs to be diligent in purifying his heart and cleaning the heart while looking and نظر إلى هذه المواقع مرض للقلوب. وآفة للنفوس وعطب لها. While looking at these sites that contain corruption and pollution and kufr and all kinds of other things, looking at these things is a sickness, causes sickness to the hearts and destroys the nafs. And for this reason, يعني ولهذا كثير من القلوب لما أدمنت النظر في تلك المواقع وتلك المناظر أعطبت بمرض الشبهة أو مرض الشهوة أو بهما وليعذ بالله. So when a person's heart became addicted to continuously looking at these sights and at those scenes, then the heart became corrupted with either the sickness of shubha, yani doubtful matters. They began to have doubts about yani the truth and the matters of Islam, and this, or the sickness of shahwa, yani the sickness of having desires that are not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desires for things that are haram. Or maybe the heart became corrupted with both of them, a shubha and a shahwa, and we seek refuge in Allah from such. ولهذا ينبغي على طالب العلم أن يحذر أشد الحذر من المعاصي. It is for this reason, because of the effect of sins on the heart, the corruption of the heart, and the need for the heart to be clean and pure, It is for this reason that the student of knowledge must take every precaution from committing sins. And take every precaution, yani, from the wasail al-mufdiya ila al-ma'asi, from those means that lead a person to commit sins. Yani, looking at things and listening to things that cause a person to be inclined to commit sin, that call a person and invite a person to commit sin, that encourage a person to commit sins. A person has to take every precaution to protect himself from such. وَنْ يَحْرِسَ عَلَى صَفَاءِ قَلْبِهِ وَنَقَائِهِ وَنَزَاهَتِهِ وَسَلَامَتِهِ. And that a person be diligent, yani, in purifying the heart and cleaning the heart and keeping it free from corruption and protecting it and making it safe from these things that corrupt the heart. And so that person's heart will be مُؤَهَّلًا لِأَنْ يُحْفَظْ فِيهِ الْعِلْمِ. Yani, so that the heart will be, yani, will be fit. Yani, will be fit for knowledge to be preserved in it. So it will be fit, suitable for knowledge to be preserved in it. And here the Shaykh mentions two ayahs from Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah. The first ayah from ayah 49. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Rather it, that is the Qur'an, it is ayat, clear ayat, in the chests, in the hearts of those who have been given knowledge. Yani, the knowledge, the Qur'an and knowledge is preserved in the heart, in the hearts of the people who have been given knowledge. And the second ayat, he said, وَفِي الْأَمْثَالِ الْمَضْرُوبَةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ قَالَ اللَّهُ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Concerning those examples that have been given, that have been mentioned in the Qur'an, Allah says that no one understands them except the alimun, yani the scholars, yani the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found their hearts fit, clean and pure, receptacles for knowledge. Nobody can understand these parables except the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw fit to receive knowledge, to be the protectors and the preservers of knowledge. فَيَنْبَغِي عَلَى طَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ يَتَنَبَّ لِهَذَا. So it is incumbent and befitting of the student of knowledge to pay attention to this, to make note of this. وَنْ يَحْرِسَ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْوَصَايَا الْعَظِيمَةِ الَّتِي كَتَبَهَا هَذِهِ الْإِمَامِ هَذَا الْإِمَامِ النَّاصِي عِمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So it is incumbent upon, yani, the student of knowledge to pay attention to this, to make note of this, and to be diligent and eager in acting upon these tremendous, magnificent advices which have been written by this sincere, yani, Imam. May Allah have mercy upon him. Then the Shaykh, he closes, or he mentions the dua of the Imam. وَقَدْ خَتَمَهَا بِهَذِهِ الدَّعْوَةِ جَزَاهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَغَفَرَ لَهُ وَأَعْلَى دَرَجَتَهُ فِي فِرْدَوْسِهِ الْعَالَى. He said that the Imam, he has closed these advices with this supplication, and the Shaykh is mentioned, and the Shaykh supplicates for the Imam, saying, may Allah reward him with good, and may Allah forgive him, and may Allah raise him, yani, to the highest levels in his yani, Firdaus, highest levels in paradise. The dua of Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah is brief, and it's followed by the dua of Shaykh Abdul Razak, which is lengthy. And he also mentions one other hadith that we'll close with. He says, the Imam closed these advices by saying, وَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَيَمْنَحَكُمْ. Yani, I ask Allah that Allah, yani, bless you, grant you And before he finishes the supplications, he says, Ya ma'ashir tulab al-jamia, لأنه كتبها لهم. Yani he's saying that the supplication of Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz is to the students of the Jamia. He has, yani, those whom he has written this advice for, given this advice to. And of course, yani, it is also general, although yani, it is an advice that he addressed to the students at the Islamic University of Medina, but it's for the students of knowledge in general as well. But he said, yani, he wrote this advice for them, for the students at the university, Islamic University. And he said, أسأل الله أن يمنحكم التوفيق للعلم النافع والعمل الصالح وأن ينفع بكم عباده إنه خير المسؤول. Yani, I ask Allah to grant you success, yani, in the acquisition of beneficial knowledge and in having righteous deeds, that a person gain beneficial knowledge and then that they act upon it by doing righteous deeds. And the second part of the dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit through you his worshippers, and that Allah benefit the people through the students. Indeed, he is the best one, yani, to ask, yani, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the one that we should ask. Then after this, the Shaykh says, pay attention to this supplication. وَانْتَبِي لِهَذِهِ الدَّعْوَةِ فَإِنَّهَا عَظِيمَةٌ. For indeed, it is a magnificent supplication. The supplication that he supplicated for you all, O assembly of students of the university. A magnificent supplication. دَعَ لَكَ أَوَّلًا. He supplicated for you first. أَنْتَ. أَنْ تَتَعَلَّمْ. وَأَنْ تَنْتَفِعَ بِالْعِلْمِ. Yani the first part of the supplication, he's supplicating for the students that they learn and then that they benefit from that knowledge. Yani accumulation, acquisition of knowledge in and of itself is not the goal. Because in order for a person to benefit from the knowledge, one has to understand it and act upon it. So he's saying he's supplicating that you learn, that you acquire knowledge, and then that you benefit from that knowledge. How many people acquire knowledge that they don't benefit from? Person has to be aware of this. Then he supplicated, بِأَنْ يَنْفَعَ اللَّهُ بِكَ فِي بِلَادِكَ. And then he supplicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit through you, yani the people in your land when you go back to your country. Yani that you benefit from the knowledge and then that others benefit as well. فَيَجْتَمِعُ لَكَ فِي مَجِيئِكَ لِهَذِهِ الْجَامِيَةِ بَيْنَ فَائِدَتَيْنَ عَظِيمَتَيْنَ. So he has combined or joined together in your coming to this university between two great magnificent benefits. The first of them, يعني الأولى, تتعلق بك أنت, أن تتعلم وتتفقه وتعمل. Yani the first benefit is connected to you, the student. And that is that you learn, and that you understand, and that you act upon the knowledge. The first benefit is for yourself. Yani the dua that the Shaykh is making, the first benefit is for the student. That the student learns and understands, comprehends the information, the knowledge, and then that they benefit from the knowledge by acting upon it. ثم أن تكون في بلدك من الدعاة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى على بصيرة. And then that you, the student, amongst your people, in your land, in your country, that you will be from amongst the callers to Allah سبحانه وتعالى upon بصيرة. يعني who call upon knowledge. يعني whose da'wah is based upon knowledge. And then he mentions the story of the Wafd Abd al-Qais. وفي قصة مجيء Wafd Abd al-Qais إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قالوا له مرنا بأمر فصل نخبر به من وراءنا وندخل به الجنة. So he mentions the story of the delegation of Abd al-Qais who people who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, command us with a decisive, a conclusive matter. Give us something, yani, that will be sufficient, that we can inform with it. We will inform those who are behind us, who we left behind in our land, when we go back to them. And also, it will be a means through which we will enter the Jannah. The Shaykh says, هذه النية الصالحة في طلب العلم. Yani, this is the righteous intention that a person needs to have in seeking knowledge. تنوي به أن تدخل الجنة وتعمل به حتى تكون من أهل الجنة وأن توصله للآخرين تعليما وتبصيرا وتفقيها في دين الله عز وجل. He said, so this is the righteous intention that a student of knowledge, yani in seeking knowledge, should have. Number one, that a person intends by it that it will be a means through which they will enter Jannah. Yani the person seeks knowledge in order for it to be a means of, yani, earning the pleasure of Allah, being obedient to Allah, knowing what's pleasing to Allah and what's displeasing to Allah, knowing what Allah wants us to do and not to do, who He wants us to be with and not to be with, and where He wants us to go and not to go. Yani that a person learns these things, understands them and acts upon them, so it will be a means of entering Jannah. The first intention is that a person intends seeking knowledge in order that it be a means of entering Jannah, that a person will act upon it, so that that person then becomes from the Ahlul Jannah by acting upon the knowledge. And then that they convey it to others, to the other people. تَعْلِيمًا, yani teaching that knowledge to people. وَتَبْصِيرًا, and giving people insight, yani into the knowledge. يعني وتفقيها, and that a person gives the people understanding. يعني teaching the people and giving them insight and giving them understanding of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is a very important matter, which I'm not going to stop on it, but just to remind us that the Shaykh mentioned this incident because these were people who had a righteous intention in seeking knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that intention was that the knowledge would be a means through which they will enter paradise. And also they had in their intention not just to benefit themselves but to benefit others. So the Shaykh is pointing this story out to us to remind us that the purpose, the intent in seeking knowledge is that we are seeking to earn the pleasure of Allah and His reward, the paradise. And also that in our intention is that others benefit from that knowledge as well. وفي هذه الجامعة المباركة الجامعة الإسلامية تخرج خلق وذهبوا إلى بلدانهم فأصبحوا أئمة هدى ودعاة حق. So in this blessed university, the Islamic University, many people have graduated and returned to their lands and became imams of right guidance and callers to the truth. Naam. And even though we are talking here about the Islamic University of Medina, but the reality is that many students who have studied with the scholars in different lands, whether in Medina or in other countries, in Egypt and Yemen and other places, many students have taken this knowledge of the Sunnah and returned to their people and became imams of right guidance and callers to the truth. And it's not limited to the Islamic University of Medina, and it's not limited to formal study in universities. But every student who goes and seeks knowledge can become from the people who call to the truth, the people, the callers to the truth, and the imams, the leaders of guidance. And that has to be in a person's mind. Not seeking fame or recognition or reputation, but that they actually play a role in becoming from the people who call people to the right guidance and call people to the truth. Shaykh says, وَأَخْرَجَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ خَلْقًا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَمِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ. ومن الضلال والبدعة إلى الهدى والسنة، ومن المعاصي والذنوب إلى طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. فنفع الله سبحانه وتعالى بهم نفعا عظيما. So he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought forth by these students who learned the sunnah, who understood it, who acted upon it, and then called others to it and taught the people the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought forth, yani by these people at their hands, so many people. He brought them out of darkness into light. And he brought them out of shirk and kufr, disbelief, to iman. And he brought them out of misguidance and innovation to right guidance and to the sunnah. And he brought them from yani being in a state of disobedience and sin to a condition of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefited by them, yani brought about a tremendous, magnificent benefit by the students of knowledge who understood, who learned well, who acted upon their knowledge, and then called people to it. And we can see that even yani in this land, that many people were brought out of darkness into light, and out of shirk and kufr into iman, and from misguidance and innovation to right guidance into the sunnah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the students of knowledge. And for this reason, it is a noble intent that a person seeks knowledge, first and foremost to benefit themselves and then to benefit others. And that benefit is unlimited by the permission of Allah. How many people can benefit? How many people yani can come to iman, accept Islam, come out of darkness into light, and out of misguidance to right guidance, and from innovation that is widespread in this land and in the Muslim lands, to right guidance and to the sunnah. So the Shaykh, he closes by saying, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا طَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ وَاحْفَظْ وَقْتَكَ فَإِنَّهُ ثَمِينَ لِلْغَايَةِ. So observe taqwa of Allah, O students of knowledge, O student of knowledge, and preserve your time, for indeed it is extremely valuable. It is extremely valuable. وَهِيَ فُرْصَةٌ ثَمِينَ لَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْجَامِيَةِ. And this is a valuable, precious opportunity for you in this university, for sure. وَفِي بَلَدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And in the land of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yani the opportunity to learn from the scholars is a precious opportunity, wherever it might be. But especially in Medina, because yani it being the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, so observe taqwa of Allah, ya talib al-ilm. وَضَعَ هَذِهِ الْوَصِيَّةِ بَيْنَ نَاظِرَيْكَ مُتَأَمِّلًا فِي مَضَامِنِهَا. And put this advice in front of your eyes, in front of your two eyes, and reflect carefully upon its contents. مُجَاهِدًا نَفْسَكَ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِهَا. And strive against your nafs to force yourself to realize, to actualize these advices. Yani to put them into practice. Yani work hard, strive and struggle against your nafs, which might resist some of these things. Strive against yourself in order to realize yani these advices. And then the Shaykh closes with his dua. He says, وَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الَّذِي يَسَّرَ لَكَ سَمَاعَ هَذِهِ الْوَصِيَّةِ فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ أَنْ يَجْعَلَهَا حُجَّةٌ لَكَ لَا عَلَيْكَ. So I ask Allah عز وجل, the one who has made it possible, who has made it easy for you to hear this advice on this blessed night, to make this advice a proof for you and not against you. Yani to make it a proof for you, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you tawfiq to accept it, to reflect upon it, to comprehend it, and to act upon it. Then it will be a proof for you. And let it not be a proof against you, that you heard it and you didn't accept it, or you didn't act upon it. وَنْ يَنْفَعَكَ بِهَا وَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And he also supplicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah benefit the student with this advice, and that he make the student to be from amongst his worshippers who observe taqwa. And may Allah make us to benefit from this advice. And may Allah make us to be from his ibad, al-muttaqeen. Those who hear the word, and then they, yani, yattabi'una ahsanahu, and they follow the best of it. And these advices of Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, yani, are easy for us to comprehend, and yani, they are not so difficult that there are people who can't do them, yani, with the help of Allah. Those people who hear the word and they follow it, he said, these are those who Allah has guided, and these are the people of understanding. And then the Shaykh supplicates with a number of supplications from the Sunnah, and from, yani, and all of them are very, very important, but from amongst them, there's a supplication that's reported by Abdullah ibn Umar in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, amongst these supplications, in which it is reported that the Prophet rarely ever got up from a gathering except that he would supplicate with this supplication for his companions. Amongst these supplications is that supplication, that it is reported that, yani, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rarely, seldom ever got up from a gathering except that he supplicated with this supplication. And we have heard our Imam, may Allah protect and preserve him, supplicate with this supplication night after night, after every class, almost. The Shaykh, he closes with these supplications that are from the Sunnah. All of them are beneficial and they are all worthy of being memorized. Every one of them we should memorize, and we should begin to recite them as we understand them, and recite them sincerely from our hearts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our request for these things. Grant our requests. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'an wa amalan salihan. We ask Allah to give us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa zidna 'ilma. O Allah, benefit us by what you have taught us, yani through the knowledge that you have given us. And teach us that which will benefit us and increase us in knowledge. Yani, benefit us by the knowledge that we have, that you have given us. And then teach us more knowledge that will also benefit us and increase us in knowledge. وَاجْعَلْ مَا نَتَعَلَّمُهُ حُجَّةً لَنَا لَا عَلَيْنَا. And make that which we are learning a proof for us and not against us. وَأَصْلِحْ لَنَا شَعْنَنَا كُلَّهُ وَلَا تَكِلْنَا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. And rectify for us our affairs, all of them. And O Allah, rectify for us all of our affairs. Improve them. Make them better. And do not leave us to rely upon ourselves even for the blinking of an eye. Yani, this means that a person is conscious in making this dua. It makes a person conscious of the need to put our trust in Allah alone, completely, at tawakkul ala Allah, completely and totally, and not to leave us to rely upon ourselves even for one moment. And then he said, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. O Allah, give to ourselves, our nufus, its taqwa, yani righteousness, the ability to be obedient to you, to fulfill your commands and avoid your prohibitions, and purify us. You are the best one to purify. You are the wali and the mawla, yani the protector and the guardian and the master. Then the Shaykh mentioned the supplication reported by Ibn Umar in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet ﷺ rarely, yani, got up from a gathering without reciting it. He said, Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma yahulu baynana wa bayna ma'asik. O Allah, give us a portion of your khashya of Allah, fear of Allah, an amount of khashya that will come between us and sinning. Yani that will protect us and prevent us from sinning. So from the means of avoiding sinning is that a person has khashya of Allah. And Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, yani in a book or in a small essay that has been commented upon by Shaykh Abdul Razak, has mentioned 20 of the things that are asbab, that are means to help a person to protect them from sin. He's mentioned 20 of them. And here, yani in this dua, we see that this is also a means of a person avoiding sin, to have khashya of Allah. And from amongst those things that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned is that a person has ta'zeem of Allah. They recognize the greatness and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst them is that a person has love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the person obeys the one that they love. And from amongst them is that a person recognizes the favors and bounties of Allah, such that how then do you receive those favors from Him and then return yani disobedience? And from amongst them is to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry when a person commits sins. And who can face the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he mentioned a number of other things, 20 of them in total. And from the greatest of them is near the end of what he mentioned, is that a person turn to Allah and call on Allah, the one who controls all affairs, and ask Him to help you, yani to restrain from sin. He said, نعم اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما يحول بيننا وبين معاصيك. O Allah, give us a portion of your khashya, fear of Allah, that will come between us and committing sins. ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك. And a portion of obedience to you through which you will cause us to reach your paradise. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُحَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. And in the Sunan of Tirmidhi, the word came, yani, مُصِيبَاتِ الدُّنْيَا. Yani, and also give us a portion of certainty, of yaqeen, certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be a means of reducing or lightening upon us, yani, the calamities that befall us in this world, that will make it easier for us to bear the calamities that we're going to face in this world. Then he said, Allahumma matti'na bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina ma ahyaytana waj'alhu al-waritha minna. And O Allah, cause us to enjoy our hearing and our sight and all of our strengths as long as we live. Enjoy them, meaning that they be sound, that our hearing is good and our sight is good and our strength is good, so that we may use them in obedience to you. So that we may use them in obedience to you as long as we live. وَجَعَلْهُ الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا. And make it, yani, our hearing and our sight and our strength, yani, to inherit from us. Meaning to live until we, to be with us until we die. Yani, that they remain with us until we die. So that they last until the end. وَجَعَلْ ثَعْرَنَا عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى مَنْ عَدَانَا. And to make our revenge or our vengeance against those who have oppressed us, who have wronged us, and to grant us victory over those who have opposed us, our enemies. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا وَلَا تَجْعَلْ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ حَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا وَلَا تُصَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. And he said, and don't make the masib, the calamity that may befall us in this world, don't make it to be a calamity in our deen. Naam. Yani that a person loses their deen, or that they turn away from their deen and the worship of Allah and obedience to Allah. Don't make the calamity that every person is going to be afflicted with some calamities. Don't make the calamity yani to be in our deen. And don't make this worldly life our greatest concern. That's all we're concerned about, morning, noon and night, is dunya. Nor make the world, yani the knowledge of worldly affairs, the extent of our knowledge. Some people know all about everything, yani except Islam. They know about sports and the athletes and entertainment and the entertainers and politics and the politicians and everything. Except they don't know one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that they can memorize from the exact words of the Prophet. And he closed by saying, and don't put in authority over us those who would not have mercy upon us. And then the shaykh closes, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi. And this is the end of what yani we wanted to cover from this risala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani to grant us, to give us success in benefiting from these advices and from the knowledge that we seek in general, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to comprehend them, to accept them, and to live by them, to act upon them. And that the knowledge that we acquire, that we obtain, yani that we act upon it, and that we yani convey it to others, so that other people can also benefit from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, record and reward all of our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, that He grant us al-thabat ala taqwa and ala sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a quick, complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, and to fill their graves with light, and to make them spacious, and to admit them into His Jannah, and to protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to the Muslims, men, women and children, who are being persecuted and tortured and murdered in Palestine, as well as in Yemen and Sudan, and in Syria and Afghanistan, and in India and China and Burma, in every place where Muslims are being persecuted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can grant relief. And we ask Him for relief, and that He compensate them yani, for whatever suffering the Muslims have suffered, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensate them in this world, and more importantly in the next life. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.